Michael, is the relationship between a state agency and Rightmove a healthy one in 2019? Talk to me.
In a short answer, no. Is Rightmove a valuable part of an estate agency's marketing mix? Probably yes. But the actual relationship, and I think Rightmove could have done a lot more in terms of working with agents and engaging with agents as to explain the value that they provide. But it's up to an individual agent to ascertain. There are obviously other people in the marketplace. We've got three or four portals now. Rightmove does provide an awful lot more than just property listings. There's a lot of training videos, there's various bits and pieces. Most agents don't take advantage of some of those things and therefore look at the one thing, which is the bill at the end of each month. But they don't really know whether that's driving value or not. So they're not really measuring their cost of acquisition, not only to an inquiry, but all the way through to some business.
It's interesting. I talk to an awful lot of estate agents and letting agents, and they judge the quality of a portal by the number of leads that come through. Do you think that is a fair way to measure?
It's a way. It's not the best way, because at the end of the day, you could have 100 leads all from people from another planet that you're not going to do any business with, or you could have half a dozen leads that result in pounds, shillings and pence for your business. So, no, I think, and this is what I say about the numbers, people need to drill in far more and get on top of this stuff. Agents don't spend the time. The information is there if they look.
It's interesting. I was talking to someone quite senior in Rightmove, and I actually challenged them about the quantity versus quality thing about their leads. And they actually said that they have created algorithms and things to try and reduce the number of leads but improve the quality, but the agents out there are judging on quantity, not quality.
I think it's a sausage machine, and you know, at one level you throw a load of stuff in the top, you turn the handle and sausages come out of the bottom. I would still rather have the quantity, providing in my own business I'm then going through a process that pulls out the quality.
It's interesting, we had Boyd from the sales doctor on the sofa, and he mystery shopped quite a few, and we're talking in the hundreds estate agents, and he said 38-39% of Rightmove leads went unanswered. Have you found
that? Expensive then, isn't it? No wonder Rightmove is so expensive in the eyes of estate agents if they're only bothering to contact, you know, 60% of what's developed.
Why do you think estate agents are rubbish at following those leads up?
I think that, in fairness to agents, I think some of the leads that come in,
they were free valuation leads.
Well, well, you know, valuation leads, obviously, probably, you know, the holy grail, really, in terms of opportunity. I do think that estate agents, as I said earlier, in terms of farming, for example, agents are just not prospecting and getting on top of things. And because these things drop straight into your software system, often with the portal leads, there's a tendency for them to get lost and become just a number in the system. But it's the management of the business. You know, who's looking at this stuff? You know, if I was running a business, I would be looking at this and seeing how it was followed up. Most businesses aren't doing that. Therefore, with respect to the staff at the front level, they get away doing what, how they see fit.
Do you think that that's the biggest issue in a state agency and letting agency, that the bosses are not are working too much in the business and not on the business?
I think either that, or actually, in many cases, in a sales and lettings business, they come from a sales background and don't think they understand enough about the lettings, but they should bring themselves up to speed to do so.
I think a lot of estate agents that set up letting agents are frightened of their lettings department, aren't they? They just say it's a cash cow, don't they? But don't understand it.
Absolutely. So that, you know, it is more, there are more technical aspects to it. But the basic principles of winning a customer and seeing that customer are no different in sales or lettings. Maybe a few steps along the way, but the process is the same.
Bring it back to Rightmove. What would, if you had Miles Shipside and all the big boys of Rightmove sitting down in front of you, what would you advise them to do to improve the relationship with the industry?
I think that they need to actually, they need to take a more strategic view, actually, in terms of the way in which they, at the moment it's a subscription-only model, so it's all from subscription. Yes, they add all sorts of bells and whistles, make it as complicated as possible to take as much money off you as possible.
Yeah, we'll drop your price up, and we'll drop it, and then we'll keep
we'll
it
add
back,
this bit.
But then you get that discounted in.
And so, you know, agents don't really understand what they're paying for. They just know they're paying X amount of money and whatever. And really, when you look at the, you know, the Zoopla models, Zoopla, ZPG Group, the portal only generates around about 25% of their revenue. And Rightmove has an opportunity to do other things. You know, it's got enormous sort of reach in the market, but it's ploughing one furrow. And of course, if you look at its figures, whilst they're enormous, their profits and whatever, their growth is slowing year on year on year. And with a likely cull of outlets and things in the industry over the next year or so, I see them going backwards.
They
won't lose out. I mean, they're going to still make a load of money, but it's slipping.
Why do you think estate agents didn't jump onto the on-the-market bandwagon, either when it started or now?
I think that concern over, well, Rightmove and Zoopla, you know, I know this is part of the argument with on-the-market, sort of duopoly position. The concern with on-the-market isn't can it produce a decent website and can it get agents, because obviously it can get all the agents, particularly if it's giving it away at this moment in time. It's can it win the hearts and minds of the public, and has it got deep enough pockets to win that market? So if you take Purple Bricks, you know, in another example, ridiculous cost of acquisition for a customer, but a huge marketing spend that has created a beast that really, if we walk down the street, everybody will have heard of. On-the-market hasn't got that position.
Do you think the management of on-the-market could do a better job to win the hearts and minds of agents?
I don't think they need to win the hearts and minds of agents so much as winning the hearts and minds of consumers. You know, they're now, you know, okay, they're coming towards the end of a sort of a year's free trial with a lot of people. And of course, the big crunch day will come with whether that converts into paying customers or not. And I think that remains to be seen. They have a cost advantage against Rightmove, et cetera, et cetera. So there will be a lot of temptation to go that route. And the product is fine. But if we went out into the high street and asked Joe Public, they probably haven't heard of it.
Surely the public will follow the stock, won't they?
Yes, if the stock wasn't also on Rightmove and Zoopla. And the reality is, let's face it, estate agents moan and moan and moan about things. But actually now a lot of them are on all three. And of course, I would question, do you need to be on all three? Have you done that thinking? So the cost, of course, the cost is high. You're
why do you think
advertising everywhere.
Why do you think everyone's throwing the money at all three? Is that just because they're worried that they might get beaten up on the doorstep?
Yeah, I mean, it's herd mentality. It's fear. It's fear. Or maybe I'll miss that one lead from over here or whatever else. I think agents need to be, and this is part of planning, I think agents need to be much, much bolder in what they do, a lot more innovative, different, stand out.
Do you reckon agents could drop Rightmove and still be successful?
I think it will vary agent to agent, Chris. I've got to be honest, but that's why an agent needs to look at its business and see where its, you know, its work's coming from. But what I certainly feel is that agents need to differentiate. I mean, you talk a lot about this, and most agents look. It's a sea of sameness. With the exception of the colour of the logo.
Yes, they're all the same, aren't they? Yeah.
So how do you differentiate? Well, actually, what a differentiator, for example, not to be on Rightmove and get the opportunity to tell people why you're not.
Because I always thought how easy it was for everyone to come off the newspapers, and it was a 2 or 3 year transition where half went and half didn't, and no one lost that much market share. Why haven't the agents got the balls to leave Rightmove?
Because it is the driver in most situations of the most inquiries. Now, whether they're the best quality inquiries, I don't know.
But that comes back down to what you were saying before. This is interesting, Matt Giggs, he actually went through every single one of his house sales in a year and then went back through all the Rightmove leads.
Good for him.
And only 4% of people bought the house they inquired about on Rightmove.
All the portals... something like 90,
they went to bought something else.
96% of people who visit the portals do not end up transacting.
Is that just nosy British want to see what the house is like?
Dreamers, whatever, tire kickers, call them what you like. But actually, they're spending their time going looking. Now, this is why I say about if Rightmove wanted to change its model, if Rightmove could find a better way of harnessing or monetizing the 96% of people who don't actually transact, by creating some transactions in some way, shape or form, that's where the value is.
And that means they could drop the price.
They could. Or it would be so compelling, it would be so brilliant, they could put the price up.
Fantastic. It's very good, actually.